Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, Bad Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, joined by my esteemed co-host. He is that dude, that guy, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight himself, live and in the flesh, J-Rob, the wise son. How you feeling, my brother?
Man, what am I supposed to say after an introduction like that? Next week, let me give the introductions. Let me tell everyone this is J-Rob, the wise son, and I'm joined by that man, that myth, that legend, the one that God put on the earth by himself with no help, saying, God, he belonged to you now. I did everything I was supposed to do. That's your gift. I gave you Jesus, but now y'all got Van. Let me do the intro next week.
Hey, you got it.
Good to be sitting in the co-pilot seat next to your big brother. How's everything?
Oh, man, everything is good, man. Everything is good, you know. Life is good. Kids is good. Family's good. I'm good. You good?
Excellent. I'm all right. Right now, I'm all right. I'm on the Get Down, so it's all right. And when it's all good, it's all right. And when it's all right, it's all good. Glad to be here.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
glad to be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuned in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. If you are already here and you would like to participate, you would like to engage, you would like to be a part of the dynamics of this show, press 1. That's all you got to do. Just press 1.
That's it. That's all.
Absolutely.
That's all you
tonight's
do.
Show, man, tonight's show, y'all, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
You got yours? I got mine.
That's all that. I would say that's all that matters, but since Raw Links happens to be run by this guy that we know, who also happens to be the CEO of this fine network, ladies and gentlemen, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Make sure y'all hit him up in his inbox for some Raw Links. Or if you don't have any Raw Links, choose not to get any Raw Links, it's okay to tell him thank you for Epiphany Radio. I mean, thanks goes a long way. A little gratitude, you know?
A little gratitude. Come on. We can all use a little gratitude in this day and age.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, why, son?
Talk to me.
Hey, man, you wanna invite them in on what we've been stewing on all week, what we've been chomping at the bit, what we have been excited to bring to the Get Down? You wanna let them in?
Let me tell y'all something. We sent out 500 invitations. In a perfect world, 500 people are showing up to be on the Get Down. Tonight, let me ask you a question. Better yet, finish this statement. If I was ink, would you spill me like this? I'm dying to hear. Y'all know how me and Van do. We want to challenge your pen. I dare you to come up with something dope, because I know you can if you're listening. So it's not a dare. It's not even a challenge. It's these guys are kidding. Watch what I write. I can't wait to hear him, Van.
I can't wait to hear him either, man. I've been thinking about this, man, and got all in my excited and in my and dipped into my bag, bro, and decided I was going to write for the show. You know, I wrote my piece today, and after I wrote it, I was like, okay, let's just give it to him. And you know, this is a dynamic. Ladies and gentlemen, I would love to take credit for this here topic, but this topic It's from the mastermind of one J-Rob, the wise son. This topic here, yeah. So I was excited to stretch my pen, my Bic, my ink, to just see what we was going to craft tonight. But, you know, he might have sent out 500 invitations, but listen here. Quality over quantity is better. So the fact that you're here right now and you press one, we are honored that you decided to join us here at the Get Down, without question. And we're even more excited to hear what you decided to write. Oh, man. It's exciting, bro. Exciting time.
Look, man.
So my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My brother.
Come on, talk to me.
Are you ready to get down, bro? You ready to say?
Oh, you want me to go? You want me to go first because it's my subject. Okay.
No, I want you to go first because I went first last week.
I was hoping you didn't remember that.
Come on, bro. You know I remember. I mean, I only listened to the playback like so many times because that show. Oh God,
that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Amazing and
it's
dynamic. Absolutely. Go ahead and get down.
You ready to start the show? Let's go. Let's get down, bro.
Let's get on down.
Paint. If I was ink, would you spill me like this? I mean, if I was ink, would you spill my quill over elongated ideas that five and dive headfirst into fantastic journeys of imaginative, thought-provoking 10 pieces of forever? Would you cover my words like gravy and sail them over rough waters that look like the waves that crash along soft lips that sank ships and whispered amazing, amazing, amazing manuscripts? Would you spill me all over pages of untruths and blot out the lies and continued alibis of these lies that freed guilty lactose persons of gentrified persuasions? Would you drip dots that look like pictures of us from far away, but up close read like the first poem you ever penned, and how dying butterflies are in search of stomachs to live in so that they could live forever? Or would you just try to wash me away as if I was a nuisance, like something you didn't want, only to find out that when you picked me up from the trash, I was the best thing ever inked that you almost threw away the other day? So let me ask you like this. If I was ink, would you spill me like the bliss you've always been searching for that sounded like unanswered prayers that was always in search of a tomorrow that never came, but made you fall in love with today every time you opened your eyes? Because sometimes I gotta tell you, even mistakes can come out great. And that's that piece, if I was ink.
Yo, did y'all hear this? In case you missed a certain perspective, because I got hungry a little bit listening to this piece, but let me explain why. I want you to jog your memory back to the second stanza of this opening piece where my brother said, would you cover my words like gravy and sail them over rough waters that look like the waves that crashed along soft lips that sank ships and whispered amazing manuscripts? Yo, who says that? My brother started that with gravy, and then he ended with soft lips sank ships whispered amazing manuscripts? Come on, bro. Yo. Did y'all hear the close of this piece? The close of this piece was so brilliant because he said, even mistakes can come out great, bro. Sending you a cigar, bro. So that was some brilliant writing. Dope ink, Jay. Dope ink.
You're being way too kind. I'm just an imaginative soul that does what he is told. I'm a soldier to the poetry pen army. And when we come up with stuff, sometimes you and I say stuff and the pen takes over. I had no idea what this was going to sound like until I started writing and the pen took over. So for some reason it came out what we've got. And I'm humbled that you dug where I was going with this.
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
Especially this especially was, that pour over gravy part.
Yeah, boy. I got a little hungry. I ain't even gonna lie. Amazing.
I'm digging that. But listen. Folks, don't let Vance soft soap you. That piece was pretty cool. But my brother from another mother, like no other, I know you got a piece. In the chamber, pointed at the poetry target. Bruh, stop playing. I'm not even going to say go on and get on down. I'm getting the hell out of the way. I want the people to hear what I know is going to be awesome poetry. Go on. Prove me wrong. Go ahead. You go. Go ahead. Bye.
All right, I wrote a little something. If I was ink, would you spill me like this? Pour out all your emotions onto heart's blank canvas unconditionally. Divulge more ideas of how to engage me romantically. While our souls do a Latin tango as our ink flames do a salsa merengue. Would you require the utmost commitment as you create superior artistry without supplements? How would your subject-verb agreement be? Would your metaphors be laced with adjectives that remind me of just how flawed I am? Maybe you decide to write me in your dreams, and I am excited about the possibilities of how you'd spill me. Just maybe you would honor me as king while you, queen, open your queendom. And we join as one to a massive kingdom. Holding royal feasts as we hold each other under moonlight, hoping that our days and nights create more opportunities for you to spill me as your ink. In your creative process, you think that you would love to look in my eyes and listen to me serenade you as I convey to you something so true that I'm falling in love with your residual ability to love me and all my failures. You encourage me to remember my values. When you scribe my emotions, ideas into a powerful structural display of words pouncing like pumas, so you spill me out for the world to see just how beautiful my heart and soul can be. For that, I'm grateful you chose my ink to spill out just how you like each time my eyes blink. And that's that piece.
See y'all, I told y'all, don't y'all let Vance soap soft you. Don't let him soft soap you. This man had the unmitigated gall to say, as I convey something so true, that I'm falling in love with your residual ability to love me and all my failures. You encourage me to remember my values when you scribe my emotions, ideas into powerful structural display of words. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what happens when you spill ink. It turns into art. It turns into a message from God to the people listening saying, this is why they created ink. And this is what happens when you spill ink. This is absolutely outstanding poetry. This line captures me all the time. I've listened to you say it. Listening to you say it is so much better than listening to you read it. Because, bruh, listening to you spit it is better than when I read it. That's what I meant to say. Because I absolutely love this. As I convey to you sometimes some truth that I'm falling in love with your residual ability to love me and all my failures. Love me and all my failures. Man, do you know what kind of love that is?
Yes, sir.
That takes a special woman to be like, yep.
Yes.
She's like, you know what? Yep. You all that nastiness in a bag of chips, but you my nastiness in a bag of chips. Yep. You a drunk and an alcoholic, and I hate you, but you are my drunken alcoholic. Yep, I know you're a heroin addict, but you my heroin addict. But in our case, he's like, yeah, I know you're a poet, but you my poet. And all that comes with that poetry and ink. That's a special kind of love that, brother, very few people get to experience. This piece is awesome. Absolutely
awesome. Thank you,
awesome.
My brother. I appreciate you. I'm humbled.
That's that work. But listen, I can sit here and talk about you and how fantastic I think
me
you
too,
are for the next 2 or 3, 4 hours.
I'm
just saying. I'm a fan. I mean, we family, but I'm a fan first. But listen, we got a couple of callers, and I am chomping at the bit to hear what kind of display of poetry these people brought to the table. I'm anxious. What about you?
Man, I'm overly anxious. I'm overjoyed. I'm just like, yo, when I heard the topic and I knew, you know, what I scribed and I hear what you scribed, I'm like, man, what did everyone else scribe? I'm excited. So what do you say we just go ahead, open these lines, and get to these callers?
Come on, man, like they say in the streets, let's get to it.
All right, first up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have one half of the Erotic Love Zone and one half of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Don Yale.
Hey, man. Hey, J-Rob. Y'all, your poetry is just, it is so awesome. Oh, my God. Y'all stay setting the bar high. I swear.
Don't be mean.
Thank you, love.
Someday, y'all going to.
J-Rob wrote out pieces for tonight.
We're going to have hidden cameras, and y'all going to be like, holy shit, Vera really does write all of Jay's poetry. I'm just there as a second banana. I'm the Jerry Lewis
guess
to this
what?
Bunch. Van's Dean Martin, and I'm Jerry Lewis. I'm the guy that's like, I'm like, hey, lady.
Oh, my God.
I'm the second banana.
Listen,
watch, when they do
that,
get
when it through, it is
I'm
absolutely
you.
Amazing poetry.
Thank you for the compliment. I don't deserve it, but thank you. But when we
thank
do the Get Down documentary, y'all going to be like, holy shit, Van really does reggae shit. I never knew.
Right, I'm going to leave that alone. I know both of you. I'm going to leave it alone. I ain't going to spoil it for this. Don't know you. I'm going to just leave it alone.
Van's incredible. I'm just saying. I stick around because Van's incredible, and I'm the blessed one. Y'all are lucky to be hearing him. I'm the one that's blessed. So there's a difference. This is all straight luck over here. So,
Lord.
Welcome to the Get Down.
But welcome
thank
to the Get
you.
Down. And may I say, extremely great, nasty show last night on the Erotic Love Zone. Ooh, my God. I heard some stuff last night. Ooh, Lord. Lord have mercy, it was really
yeah,
hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, y'all's kind of filthy.
y'all brought it too now. I ain't going to put all that on me.
Yeah, y'all said some stuff that was illegal in a couple of states. I'm not playing.
Guess what?
Right.
Me tongue tied. I'm gonna leave it alone. It was a dope show. It really was. Oh man.
Go ahead, Van. Talk to her. You know she's nasty. Talk to her. Talk to her, Van.
Absolutely. Tell me something. Tell me something, the Pearl and Negra. Are you ready to get down?
Now say that again. Oh, man.
I said, are you ready to get down?
I am.
So,
poetry-wise.
thank you, Jay. Appreciate you for putting that out there. if I was ink, would you spill me like this? Get on down.
Thank you. All right, this is called Deep in the Grooves. I would spill you on and over a special parchment to express those hidden parts of me that I treasure but am afraid to speak of. I would spill you over onto grooves that have been too deep for me to understand in hopes that it would fill them in, revealing the imprint of a formula to solve why, after being broken by the world all my life, my heart isn't allowed to hate. Could you fill me in? I would spill you on places to flow that speak of how my heart was created different, to see beautiful in everything and not permitted to see just the ugly or no envy. I would spill you in places where forgiveness lives live true, through and through, and grudges are not held within me. Can you fill me in? And for my finale, I would spill you out in a way hoping you could help me understand why I was created to spread light. Because for reasoning above me, my heart believes it can heal the world. Thus forth till this day, my selflessness still doesn't understand. Would you spill me out to an understanding? Please flow for me and fill me in. And that's it.
Ooh. It was the please flow for me. Oh my God. Oh my God. The Pearl of the Nectar. This piece right here. J-Rock, she said she would spill you out over a special parchment.
Yep.
My God. My God. She made me hungry with that line. Okay. J-Rock, please.
How do I answer this? I would have to answer her piece by saying, you can't keep running in and out of my life.
Yeah.
Because this piece,
wow.
The whole time you're spitting this, that's all I'm hearing. You can't keep running in and out of my life. And then the next line comes in, and you're doing that line, and as soon as that line's finished, you can't keep running in and out of my life. This is an absolutely dope piece, and I don't know why that song stuck in my head while you were spitting it, but it's an absolutely dope piece. I mean, you nasty, but this is an absolutely dope piece. And I'm going to think of a different word besides dope, because dope is starting to become overused, but this is a really good piece.
Hey, watch yourself there, brother.
I'm saying.
Watch yourself. You
understand
word.
What dope
is. My word. Dope is always my word.
Hey. You know what, baby? You know what I'm saying? Your piece is narcotic type of high. Your piece is narcotic. Your piece ain't even dope. Your piece is narcotic. Matter of fact, Ben, that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to use another word besides dope. Besides dope, that's what you want, Kevin Hart. Besides dope, we're going to think of another word.
Okay.
Besides dope, we're going to use another word. So for right now, the Pearl of Negra, your piece is heroin.
The Pearl of Negra, that piece sounded so good, it smelled like cocaine.
Oh, my God.
There you go. All right.
Wow. Oh, guys. Thank you. Oh, man. That's what's up. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Oh, appreciate y'all. Thank you. Oh, wow.
Now, will you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
And say it slow like you did that piece. Say it slow like you did that piece.
I'm playing with my
nipple ring while she's talking. Talk slow. Don't mind me. Did I say that too loud?
Keep running in and out of my life. Keep on running. Boo. Oh, my bad. Go
sorry.
Ahead. Sorry.
My bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, alternating Saturday night, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy. My co-host is Rob Poetry Morrow. And that is a place where you come and reduce some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. I got a few ideas rolling around, but I'm going to throw those topics up in the air for now. I'm going to be a little bit late to wait, but I usually do. Because I know you like it. So, y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Van, if they're doing the Erotic Love Zone, in the month of October, since that's my birthday month, we have got to do the bubble bath edition of the Get Down.
Oh.
Yeah, baby.
We're going to do the
bubble bath
edition.
We
got to think of something. It's my birthday month.
Hey,
I'm celebrating all month.
Talk to me.
Talk to me.
Candlelight and bubble bath edition.
Come on now.
Let's
candlelight, champagne, and bubble bath edition of the Get Down in October.
Yeah.
Somebody got a call from inside the bathtub and spit some poetry. And as a matter of fact, because I'm so involved, I'm going to host my side of the show from the bubble bath. Not that Van want to see me in my bubble bath, but I'm going to host my side of the show from the bubble bath. See?
Oh,
you hear that? Even the cops are against the law. They coming to get me.
Even the cops, they coming to get them.
Leave you alone.
I'm just saying.
That's going to be pretty decent, yo. Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all do not want to miss October. This is what's coming. I mean, the whole summer's going to be going to be flames.
Something's going to be lit.
Going to be absolutely flames. It's going to be lit. I mean,
yes. I'm with the shit. Bring it. Yes.
All right. We got you. But for now, we're going to usher you over to the Get Down dance floor so you can set the tone and the atmosphere for this evening. Are you ready to get over there and get on down?
I am. I'm so ready.
All right. One love, one mic.
Yeah, what Van said.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ms. VIP on her way. I'm sorry, not Ms. VIP. Forgive me, La Pearl La Negra. I'm sorry. VIP on my mind. She, you know how she do. But that was La Pearl La Negra over to the Get Down dance floor. Are we ready to keep this party going? Are we ready, Jay? Are we ready for the next caller?
Yes, sir.
Next up on the mic, we have Amelia T. Davis.
Good evening, King.
Welcome to the Get Down.
Very good evening.
I have a few comments to make. First, J-Rod, that was pure fire. Second thing, I don't even have an English language word to express poetic, superb poem other than truly exquisite. Y'all really brought it tonight. Next thing, my birthday month is also in October, so perhaps I'll jump in.
Wait. This is a very important question. Very important question.
Uh-oh,
October
here we go.
What?
October what?
Second.
Oh, it's Libra season. Okay, you in. It's Libra season.
I knew it.
It's Libra season. As a matter of fact, I ain't even going to say nothing. I'm going to let Van take over for right now. It's Libra season. I'm good right now. I'm good, Van. You can talk to her. I'm good. It's Libra season. It's good. I'm good. Just a bubble bath.
You
talk to
her. Might as well talk to your fellow Libra since It's your turn.
You know what? You know what, Van? No, 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 Van. You sit down. Let me talk to her. Let me talk to her. You sit down for a second. You sit down for a second.
But thank you.
No. I got this. You sit down.
Thank you.
No. You sit. You know what I mean?
Thank you for the compliment on my piece, Amelia. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Okay. Go ahead, Jay. Thank you.
You know, last week started a whole chain reaction for, like, all week long. So all I'll say is it was my pleasure because I could say more, but then there's going to be another week of comments. Yes, Jay, Rob.
No. Hey, baby, it's a Libra thing. It's a Libra thing. I understand. Say what you feel like saying, baby. You say what you feel like saying. It's a Libra thing. I understand. It's a Libra thing. But listen, before you even get into that Libra thing, before you go anywhere near that Libra thing, listen. Is your piece locked and loaded?
Yes, but I have an explanation.
Wait. Wait. This is get down, baby. You got to listen to us. Before you get into an explanation, because your piece is so important for where we're going tonight, it doesn't deserve an explanation. You are a Libra queen. It don't deserve an explanation. All we need you to do is spill that ink and get on down. The mic belongs to you now.
So the piece is called Pen Explosion. King's excellent wordplay has my mental in a swirl. Drinking from his inkwell has me intoxicated. Sliding my lips upon his strong and mighty pen. As his pen drips, I lick up every drop. I deep throat every noun, verb, and adjective. His words coursing through my veins like heroin. Metaphors and similes are our foreplay. As his pen slides consciousness, I slip into a euphoria of his droplets. His creamy chocolate pen penetrating my imagination. Conducting a vortex of his stimulation. His elixir of ink cascades through my nervous system with an electricity of desire. His quill pumping hard and fast upon my notepad of intellect. You see, it's spiritual. God spoke the world into existence. Words are powerful, and his are unadulterated fire. In turn, set on fire, dripping nectar upon the pages, flying through space and time where love reigns supreme, wandering through the universe with my mind's eye, bringing the fire of the ancients upon the papayas, my wisdom exposed to all as I drip nectar, trees absorbing the intelligence, untamable passion dripping on the pages. He devours, consumes, delights. His queen united in rhyme, our souls intertwined in a dance of the verbal. Ink rivers flowing into the cosmic, bring Frenova of a literary kind. Fire to fire brings atoms bursting, embers falling like rain upon the consciousness. Two pens, explosion. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen and Peace.
I'm digging this. I'm really digging this.
Excellent.
I'm really digging this. Amelia's onto something with this whole erotic poetry thing she be bringing to the get down on a regular basis. I'm digging this. I like how you put this together. Your wordplay in this is kind of nice, and it's not like some of the other stuff that I've heard. So I'm rocking with you on this. And you're a Libra, so I'm going to rock with you on this. I'm going to rock with you on this. You go. I'm going to rock with you. Man, what you think?
Hey, man, this is definitely a good piece. I agree with what my co-host said. I've heard the piece before, I believe. And it definitely got a lot of great wordplay. Yeah, just nasty. Just nasty.
I didn't say not one bad word. Not one.
I
did, however, take you through.
Amelia. You didn't have to say bad words for the piece to be nasty. Even especially when you talked about the intoxication part. So, J-Rob, she got you intoxicated alcohol, baby, like alcohol, like that white liquor mixed with the brown liquor.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Like a white Russian.
Deep throat in that white Russian. Come on now. I heard you, girl. Deep throating that white Russian. Will you, girl, stop playing. Listen, we need more poetry like that part. We need you to bring some of that when we do the bubble bath edition come October. But I like this piece.
Poetic, you are absolutely correct. And that was the explaining part. I had an appointment with the doctors. I'll go ahead and reveal.
Before you reveal anything, because some stuff is personal, and you know we got a lot of people listening. That's something we need to talk about, off stage. But right now, beloved, we got a couple of people behind you waiting. They turning the wings. So let's have that conversation off camera, and we can go a little further. But right now we got to let you get on down to that dance floor and warm that up, because we got a couple of people that want to dance with you. So let's do it right, and let's send you off properly, and we can take care of everybody together. How's that sound? There you go.
Phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Later.
One love, one mic, Amelia.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the explosion of ink with Amelia T. Davis. Whew, man. Is this the kind of show we have tonight, Jay? That's the kind of show we're about to have for tonight, man. My goodness. Hey, well, let's keep the party going. Next up on the mic, we have Mother of Dragons. Hey, Mother of Dragons.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, Dan? How you doing, J-Rob?
Doing good. How you doing?
I am doing good.
I bet you are. How you doing, girl? It is so good to hear you. I'm so sorry. I be looking you up and down every time you walk up to the stage. My bad. Don't pay me no mind. Oh, man. You know, if Mother of Dragons come to the bubble bath edition of the show, I'm quitting to get there. I'm moving across the street from my house. And my apartment's going to have nothing but telescopes and binoculars in front of the door.
You know what? I've received a back channel message on how you're going to be doing in the bubble bath. So go right on ahead, bro. Go right on ahead.
I cannot with y'all. I cannot.
That story has such a slant to it.
I'm just saying.
But just remember, I want you to remember.
Yeah.
You dance from the back, and I'm dancing from the front. As long as you remember that, Bruh. Long as you remember Bruh. That. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Bruh.
But like I said,
That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. Bubbles over the moon is always how you should enjoy your bubbles. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I cannot.
Listen, man, I'm going to stare at her, and she be wearing heels. Look, I'm going to mind my business right now. I'm going to let Van talk to you. I'm just going to watch. So go talk to Van. Don't y'all mind me. Nope, don't mind me at all. This is just...
Ain't nobody watching you. You watching from the back anyway.
Right.
I got her full attention. It's okay. Keep watching from the back.
The best view from the stage. Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Hello,
that's just a matter of opinion. It's just, hey, you said I was talking to her. You go ahead, do what you want to do.
No, I'm at the back of the stage. I moved. It's up to you. Go ahead.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Hi, Mother of Dragons. Are you ready
yes.
to get down? Are you ready to get down?
Yes.
All right. If I was ink, would you spill me like this? And get on down.
If I was ink, I would spill you as I would spill my entangled emotions. I would watch you run to me like Riku in Kingdom Hearts, trying to possess the sacred key to my kingdom. My ink made him proverbial wife me, wrote me letters every day declaring his undying love. As I was ink, I hit that browser. I started to compare, but then I realized that there is no comparison, that this tongue sets fire to every heart, anxious of what that ink does, and as well as what that mind does. And like queens and knights on a chessboard, the choice is yours on who makes that move first. And that's that piece.
Choice is yours on who make that move first. There were so many lines in this piece that had me so inebriated. Like I done had some mushrooms.
I didn't know y'all were going to do this, and I'm kind of glad that y'all forced me to have to write, you know, and have to do something brand new each and every time. So I like that. I love that.
This is what we're doing to get down. This is about extending and challenging your pen, but your talents speak for themselves. I'm sorry, man. I should have spoken ahead of you. My bad. Finish what you were saying.
Nah, you good.
My bad.
You good. I see you jumping across the table. You've been hanging out with for real. But what I was going to say is, we appreciate that you step up to the challenge and bring these. I almost did it, Jay. I almost said it. Bring these fire pieces. Because I look forward to hearing what you're going to ink week after week, and you certainly did that. Why, son?
This woman right here, when properly motivated, will come up with a piece of ink that will make you ask a couple of questions, starting with, is your tongue pierced?
No.
Do you want it pierced?
I would get it pierced. Yes.
Say less. We'll talk off stage. I really like.
Nope.
This piece.
You don't get that luxury. You don't get that luxury. You want the back.
Ah,
you don't get that luxury.
I wasn't finished yet. Why can't I finish? Why won't he let me finish? I ain't say nothing. my bad. I'm sorry. I'm So I, you know, Van does that to me sometimes. My bad. My bad. I really enjoyed this piece. I just want to say it's playing very, very, very well written. And I appreciate the fact that you took the challenge and came up with something so smooth on short notice when we're doing this. Thank you, because you've proven my point when it comes to you and your talent. You're that damn dope. I'm good.
Thank you.
I'm good.
Thank you.
We'll talk off the camera about the other stuff. I'm good. What?
Okay.
I did
once
not.
Again,
I didn't say
once
that.
Again, y'all,
I do not.
Once y'all keep me laughing each and every time. Like I said, I love y'all chemistry. And like I said, this was very impromptu. I think I was, well, I was writing a poem like while y'all was, there was two other poets ahead of me. So I was, so I was like, oh shoot, I did not know that there was a, I didn't know it was a prompt, and so I did it right then and there. And so, like I said, I keep it up, keep challenging me, keep challenging me. Thank you, I appreciate it. Always one love, one mic, always.
Always one love, one mic.
Always.
On her way to the dance floor, Mother of Dragons.
I ain't say nothing. I said,
We see you. We see you leaping leaps and bounds. You know, you happen to be a DC
guy,
so you're able to leap tall buildings and, you know, faster than a speeding bullet. I know you're the Dark Knight, but in this moment right here,
I guess home is characterized.
Okay. Are you ready to keep this wonderful party going? You ready? You sure?
Yes.
You're done leaping across tables? You're done?
I'm done. I'm good.
All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we have Miss VIP, the other half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Hey, Miss VIP.
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Poetic. Hello, J-Rod.
I see you here twice. You here twice.
You here twice.
I don't know why I'm here twice.
My
phone was messing up on me earlier. Yeah, my phone was messing up on me.
Sorry.
So I didn't know.
Forgive me. I was thrown off. Hold on. I was thrown off. Hold on. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Van. God. AJ Rob.
I ain't even got a response for that. I just like the way that shit sounds. I ain't even got a response for that shit. I'm not even saying hello. I just like the way that shit sounds. And I'm imagining in October when she says that shit. I just can't wait for the splashes. I'm just. Mm-hmm.
Something to tell you. I might jump in the tub too.
Mm-hmm.
It's my birthday month.
Bring your ass. I'm just saying. Because there's room for everyone except Van. There's room for everyone.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, man.
Well, Ms. VIP, considering that it's my turn,
mm-hmm.
Van, I want you, Van, mind your business. This is me and Ms. VIP talking. I need you to go to the back of the stage. Hey, Ms. VIP.
Hey, Jay.
Welcome to the Get Down. I'm not even going to ask you about no prompts. I'm going to usher you to the stage because I know your piece is locked and loaded because I know who I'm talking to. But...
Mm-hmm.
Metaphorically speaking, if you was ink, how would you spill me like this? Get down.
If you were ink, I wouldn't spill you at all, because I need you to stay in the well to fulfill the words I write when my tears threaten to fall in heartfelt emotion. My tears mix into you to dilute the fears that threaten to overwhelm me. I need you to remain so I can express my feelings to my love, experiences in life, to make my words permanent, to write until I'm spent. If you were love, my ink, I would spill you all over the universe and hope you'd come back to me tenfold to forever fill my fountain, the paper, the pen, and me. And that's that piece.
Those last three things were what again?
The paper.
The paper.
Pen.
The pen.
Mm-hmm. And me.
And me. Mm-hmm. That's all I need. That's the only trifecta I need. Oh, wait till October. We're going to turn ink into bubbles in October. This was a very, very, very sensuous feed me grapes and mangoes kind of piece. I like that. I like that. Maybe a mango mimosa in the bubble bath. I like that. But we could talk about that in October. My bad. My bad. My bad. My bad. This was awesome. And I liked it a lot. I'm trying to hear what Van Meadows got to say because I liked it. What you think, Van? Go ahead. Tell her what you think. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just saying it was the whole spread the ink all over the universe for me and hope it comes back tenfold.
That part.
I love this piece. I feel like India Irie. I'm so addicted on your chocolate high right now. Woo. Love this.
I appreciate
purity.
It.
Pure fire.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do it.
May I say, I'm sorry, Jay. May I say, you nasty. I heard you last night.
Thank you, man. Thank you for saying it, man. You beat me to it. Thank you, man. Thank you. Somebody had to say it, and I'm glad Van said it before me. Go ahead, man. Finish.
Just so.
Thank you.
And here's the crazy thing, Jay. Mr. Metaphor, you're not here? Okay, he's not here. She was so eloquently nasty.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you, I think. It was a very good topic last night, I must admit.
Yes, it was.
And she innocent when she was being naughty. Mm-hmm.
Naughty.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
I know. But you're not complaining.
Oh, I didn't say I was complaining. I'm just saying. me and Van heard the exact same piece. You nasty. Mm-hmm. Me and Van heard the same piece.
I'm not nasty. Just have a sexy imagination.
Let's say that. There you go. Let's say that. I have a sexy imagination. You do realize that everybody without a GED, that means you nasty.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, okay.
Before we send you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, would you mind letting the Epiphany Radio Network, the For Real Entertainment Network, know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Well, absolutely. As aforementioned by my diva La Perla Negra, she and I are in the erotic love zone every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. And, of course, the topic is all going to be hot. Now, there's the erotic love zone. So spicy. Y'all want to come on through and come play with us a little.
Ooh.
All right.
I like the way that sounds.
Spicy.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, well, get on over there on that Get Down Dance Floor and shake what your mama and daddy gave you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. it was a joint effort to bring you here, girl. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That That was one of the best collaborations in the world. Whew. Somebody
mm-hmm.
better say.
And one of them angels was like, give her my voice. Give her my voice. And then we got to listen to this every week.
Every week. Every week. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ms. VIP, Epiphany's own. Catch her every Wednesday in the Erotic Love Zone. If you missed last night's show, check it out in the archives, because, whoo, my goodness.
This is Epiphany Radio. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and Mr. DSP, J-Rob, the wise son. J-Rob, how you feeling, bro?
I'm good. I'm really, really good, bro. I'm really, really, really good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. Whew, his first album was bananas, bro.
Man.
Bananas.
If the second hour matches the first, I'm going to have to get a secondary listening device.
Ooh, man, who you telling? Who you telling? Ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in online and you are enjoying what you're hearing and you say, hey, look, I need to dial in and get me a piece of this. I need to dial in and have some type of interaction, some type of input. Let me get my piece out there. Dial in 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1. But in the event that you are already here and you heard us cutting up like a fool for this first hour, enjoying this dynamite poetry from all these amazing poets, and you say to yourself, I'm inspired. I've got to share this piece. Go ahead and press 1. But, Jay, are we ready for this next caller? Are we ready for this next caller?
Am I ever?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring you Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, a.k.a. King Drip. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Mojave.
Okay.
What, Broski?
What's happening? What is happening, big guy? What's going on? What's happening, family? Everybody all together? What's happening? Good way to breathe into
good
the mic.
Good day to you, sir.
I say good day to you, sir.
I say good day, sir.
I say good day to you, sir.
And I say good day.
I said good day.
Good day.
I'm not messing with you.
What's happening, Hob?
What's going on, bro?
I'm trying to write what you guys asked me to, so I'm finishing while I'm talking to you. So, sorry. Okay, I'm done. All right. What's happening?
So you know that's the mark of a genius, right? That's what Marco would do. He goes, and we're done. Okay, okay, good.
Nah,
okay, I'm done.
Honestly, I feel it's kind of subpar, but that's just me. I think that the prompt is great. I wish I had more time. I didn't really have more time. I was, you know, I'm doing the hustle because, you know, I'm trying to get ready for Philly, so I'm doing all the last minute with all the last minute people, doing all this other stuff that I'm supposed to be doing because it's fun. No, it's not. Anyway, because it's fun. No, it's not. So that being said, I'm trying to work through all the stuff and talk to all the people and everything else. So I won't be long for here because I have to make sure that I send this email out with all the stuff and the information and keep talking to people or anything else. So I'm not going to be long for this. I will not take up too much of your time. And, yeah, I'll probably have a bunch of callers doing all that other stuff because this is the Get Down with Poets. Get on down. So, gentlemen, I'm ready.
My bro. Jay, is it just under my turn?
Yours, sir.
Okay. Mojave, if I was ink, would you spill me out like this and go ahead and get on down?
All right. If I was ink, would you spill me in moments in rumination, placing my pigment on papyrus, spilling thoughts brought into existence, plume gripped, flick of the wrist, the way you use my ink to kiss your memories. Moments when you are alone, translate my homophones through poem, soul and psychophone, would you spill me in passion, bodies thrashing upon and on a desk, lips supping upon necks, fingers finding warm intersex, rhythmic and breath, we connect. As we touch and agree intimately, let me spill down the back to the middle of your spine, gather at the small of your back. Let me scribe you sensually. If you were to spill me in anger, mix me with Molotov cocktail and let these words assail systemic oppression with a freedom that's aggressive, that speaks to the strength that have survived the Middle Passage, enslavement, civil rights movement, and police brutality. No neck, no knee, don't tread on me. I am a king, the mind of the veldt, fertile. I grant you the strength of wisdom in the heart of my blackness, like this ink, diaspora. If you ask me, if you spill me, free me, let your soul fly free. Let this ink be the instant think when you read me. I am ancient and I am now. Watch me sow the garden of your mind with seeds that will make your inaction and non-movement bleed till you break down and fight with your heart and soul until you breed. Use me carefully and not careless. For if you spill, grant yourself a quill and let the paper drink its fill, become immortal, and never let your pen be still. And that's the piece.
Damn. He took you through all sorts of... Damn. Okay. Just damn. Just damn. Because I can tell you that you were a bad boy for a long time, and he's like, this is just something I whipped up. And for somebody who just whipped something up, and I know you're in a hurry, but for someone who just whipped something up, you make incredible sound easy. Just damn.
Thank you.
What do you think, man?
I'm still trying to figure out how this genius of a piece was just written just a little bit ago, but I keep forgetting who we're talking to, who we're in the presence of. But man, this for the prompt, this was amazing. This was fly. Man, you got my head so high in the clouds right now. That's how high I am. I feel like Method Man and Red Man both at the same time. That's how high I am. But this piece was just purely fire, bro. I'm always in awe of when you come through to do your ink because you have this certain cadence about you, this certain flow, and I've said it many, many times, and I will keep saying it until you do something different, but there's peace and tranquility in your poems, no matter what the subject is, no matter what the topic is, there's peace and tranquility there. So never lose sight of that when you're doing your ink. I don't care what genre it is, there's peace and tranquility there. So my hat's off to you, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate it wholeheartedly. And maybe because I do feel peaceful and tranquil, and maybe I'm just in a good space where I understand myself that much more better, so it makes it easier for me to be as transparent and to translate, you know, the things running around in the back of my mind, you know, get them to slide down the slide into this pen and allow me to actually speak. But I'm humbled by your compliments, your analysis, and how you see things. Like me, I just really just want to make sure that I contribute to the beauty that is to get down that's here on the 50 Radio Universe, because it's an amazing thing that you guys provide. You know, the synergy between you two, the interactions, the way that you interact with poets, you give them a home and a space and a place to be. And it can only happen because it's here. So I just want to make sure that I contribute, participate. I don't want to be a part of all the greatness that you guys put forth. So thank you.
Thank you, good brother.
Don't let him soft soap you. Don't let him soft soap you. He just is on a pretty adjectives. He said he's just as much as that as you and me, man. Don't let him soft soap you, as Bugs Bunny would say.
Oh, hello.
Really?
I'm sorry, Daffy Duck. Don't let him soft soap you.
Really?
Oh, man. This guy's funny.
I swear to I'm a crapper. You hear me? There's nothing worse than dropping your phone and slapping you in your face. You're like, wow, I just slapped myself silly.
Bruh.
I'm sorry. I just keep going back to all the old jokes and whatever. The whole open the door. Okay, I'm gonna do that when we're in Pennsylvania.
No, don't do it.
I'm gonna go to the microphone.
Although when y'all get a chance after we get down this over, please call me. I have massive. Well, you know what? I'm not even gonna say it online. Just hit me up.
We'll call you. We'll call you.
Yeah, we'll call you. Because why, son? We have something that we wrote for the New York one that we did not have an opportunity to do that. We need to discuss before we make it to Philly. You know what that is, but
okay.
Yeah.
I'll just.
But we'll call you after.
We'll talk after we get there.
Just come in. You know, we don't have any time. You know, just two step on. It's gonna be great.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Before we send you off to the dance floor, brother. If y'all missed Tuesday night show of the War Council, you missed the fire show. Mojave puts out great shows every Tuesday. War Council is the one show where we don't do poetry, really dive in deep, I mean deep, into some serious discussion. So, brother, can you let the audience know what's coming up for next Tuesday?
I'm glad that you asked me that question. Hold on. Let's go. Oh, it'd be nice if I actually... Well, next Tuesday on Epiphany Radio Universe, we bring to you Are You Mostly Unavailable Part 2. What do the women have to say about this? And we're going to continue on with describing that because, of course, you know, we're supposed to do the Honey Dripper, but I'm moving the Honey Dripper to accommodate and take care of an interview that I want to do with the very dope and incredible founder of Urban Erotica, Mo Beasley. So we're going to go back to War Council because it was an interesting topic. We had a great time. We want to make sure that we cover more things. We ran out, and the time went so quick that we didn't even get to all the stuff that we had. So we're going to continue on, and we're going to make sure that we're interacting with this, and we're going to, you know, talk to the sisters, you know, let them come through and talk about it. And we're going to be here for the information to talk, build, and do what we do at War Council. Interact, engage, discuss, and find solutions. War Council here on the Busy Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network. Take your socks off.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. So that's what I'm doing.
And I, for one, cannot wait. We had
Did you tell Mobeezy I said hello?
I did not talk to him today, but I will talk to him tomorrow. It is going to be a very busy weekend, sir. It's going to be a busy weekend, sir. Sir.
I appreciate you, sir. I look forward to talking to you after the get down. Good
Yes, we will discuss ad nauseum in length of the many different things that we will have a conversation with, sir. That way we would be good to actually interact and have people
I look forward to further elucidating the tranquility of what is to come soon. Talk with you later. Good evening, Mr. Mojave.
Indeed, indeed, good sir. Indeed, good sir. We will sit there and be fine gentlemen of great haberdashery and more over the cosmopolitan world said that we'll be able to discuss it. It's going to be splendiferous, sir. I definitely look forward in order to conversate with you, sir. It will be wonderful. Thank you.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
I say good day to you, non-metal. Good day.
Good day, sir.
Hey, we're not bandits. Yon, the pie eater. I make them and I eat them, a.k.a.
What?
It is not.
Holy, what?
Indeed, it
yum,
is.
Yum, yum, the pie eater? What show is that?
Yes, he's a sloppy pie eater. That is his mark of excellence, sir. Ladies, if you need a man that eats pie sloppy.
What the hell?
He is your... You like sloppy pie eating, he is your man, you know. He comes with this guy named Peter, so...
Oh, sweet
okay,
Jesus.
Sir. Over to the guest house dance floor you go. We got more colors. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mojave. Please catch him every Tuesday night here on Epiphany Radio.
Yes.
This coming Tuesday will be War Council and part two of Emotional Unavailability.
Unavailability, yes. Emotional Unavailability.
One love, one mic, sir.
Yes, one love, one mic. My favorite is a sloppy pie eater. And you, J-Rob, Mr. Nasty Man, the Bronx Bomber, or the Bronx Big Booty Bomber.
God have mercy, Jesus. Why even take so long to say goodbye, huh?
One love, one mic, have. Take your sloppy
pie.
All
right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that
that's
is
your friend.
Heavy. That is my friend, but he is your cousin. As I drink my tea with my pinky finger to the air. Put your pinky finger to the moon. Oh, my bad. Wrong show. Wrong show.
I hate you.
All right, let's keep this party going. Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic, we have our good brother, Epiphany's own one-half host right now of Poetic Therapy, but he is the host of his own show as well, waiting to come back. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Rob Poetry Morrow.
Yes.
Welcome, good brother.
Thank you. What's up? What's up? Y'all good?
We're great,
man. That's Van.
This is great, man.
Beautiful, beautiful, I guess. J-Rob, man, y'all couple, y'all couple. This is like some odd couple type thing, y'all. One meeting, one just like little messy around in a good way, I guess.
I'm Oscar. I'll be Oscar. It's okay. Oscar's from the Bronx. I'll be Oscar Madison.
J-Rob, let
him be feel J-Rob, good. Sir.
Please, can you stop telling people that you are Oscar from Sesame Street? That is not what he is referring to. Stop.
You do know Oscar from Sesame Street and Oscar Madison from The Odd Couple are pretty much the same guy.
Oh, darn it, he said it.
I guess.
He said it.
I'm just not grouchy.
Okay.
I'm way too funny.
I wonder what was going on since I've been in an exile from Epiphany. Wow.
It's been all shits and giggles since you left, bruh. And I'm so glad that you're back.
Yeah.
I'm so, because now we get to party and bullshit and party and bullshit.
And bullshit.
And bullshit.
Yeah, I know the routine.
Yeah, my man. It's good to hear you, bro. Glad to have you on the mic tonight, man.
Gratitude.
I got my brother. You got him? Okay. All right. Let me step back.
Brother.
Step back off this because it's kind of hot with these lights. Let me get a fan.
Give me that microphone. That's the microphone that he needs for the stage. Stop.
Hey,
Rob.
Take it.
Give me the mic. Okay, cool. All right, now, Rob, don't mind Van. Don't mind Van, because he been acting up since, you know, since one of the poets came on, and she liked bubble baths, and he liked it from the front, I like it from the back. So don't mind him. He just being Van for the moment. So listen, brother.
I'm good, Sam.
Is your piece locked and loaded?
Locked and loaded, brother.
Cool. I want you to finish this statement. If I was Ink, would you spill me like this? Get on down.
I will spill you like a classic hip-hop pioneer celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Divinity of a THUG. California love in the highest degree. Coalition of prophecy in body art and nose ring. Still getting around years after untimely departure from these earthly grounds. Keeping heads up, legacy maintained in the hip-hop game. Even your ancestral reign, you still hit them up. Unapologetically seizing time, Panther affiliation mixed with gangster rhymes. Never hesitant. You didn't live long to witness a black president, but many still stuck in ghettos here on earth, and revolutions like you have dispersed, replaced with dick pleasers and record company appeasers, Jay-Z, Kanye, Lil Wayne, blinging and buck dancing the other way. Shit, you would have smoked George Zimmerman and Daryl was with your AK. No fear. It was you against the world, and you won, and we stood and cheered. Memoirs of a THUG, transformative healing of an unbreakable God, love for the homies, and you never played that, as all eyes on the devil you spat, became luminous threats, so you had to be checked. Agents set you up for death with manufactured beasts, West versus East, confrontations in the streets, no biggie a year later. Misunderstanding gave way to haters. They mad at you, player, so they had to erase you and disgrace you with sexual liaisons and assassinations one night in Vegas. Couldn't evade this bullet flow live from death row. 6 days later, dear mama, let you go. But your pain has ceased, the spirit released. Your wisdom in the midst of martyrdom, soaring with broken wings, sipping on Hennessy. Still doing your thing. And warriors, queens, and crack fiends alike, always about that life, yet we miss you with all of ours. A fallen star rising on blunt smoke, in your absence we still cope with the hate. Wonder if niggas will ever decide to retaliate.
Gladiators must unite to keep up the fight. Reminiscing over you, breaking the rules of engagement, destroying mental enslavement, we honor you because you spoke for the unspoken. With necessary roughness, many cringe at the abruptness of your stance, but never given a chance to see a prophet relish in the truth he courageously spilt. And we exhibit your memory like a quilt. Shock of the lying brew poured on concrete. Never again we see a brother like you speak, a THUG, a transformative healing of an unbreakable God under a black nation still bathing your vibration to live and learn. Happy solo return, wishing you was here. Our respect and admiration will always persevere, and you're greatly appreciated. Ashe. So it is.
You gave kudos to a whole mess of people within this piece.
Yes, he did.
I dug the specifics of it, but you gave a whole lot of credence in here. I like where your head is at with this one, bro. I like where your head is at. And salute to Biggie Smalls. I'm a New Yorker, so I had to take that chance. So, but I really dug this piece. In all of its, and here's something I'd like, if you don't mind me asking, because I haven't asked nobody this all night, but I feel that we need it for this piece. Would you mind posting that in the event page?
Yeah, sure. Not at all.
Poetic. I'm curious what you thought, brother. Because right now I'm riding this cat's wave. That's why I need this posted. I'm riding this cat's wave. I need this right now. And I know you're a fan, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rest in peace to Pac. But like my man said, you gave so many people respect in this piece. And I'm glad that you called in tonight because you truly defined what we said when we talked about if I was ink, would you spill me like this?
Mm-hmm.
Brother, you spilled all of that ink. Paying homage and respect to those that have passed on. And brother, hey man, I've been a Rob Portiumaro fan for a long time. A long time. And brother, this piece is pure, pure fire. Tried and tested.
You peep the side. Van, did you peep the line when he said, and it's the line that got me how Biggie's mother let him go.
Yep.
That was Pac. Pac's mother let him.
Oh,
yeah,
that was Pac's mother.
My
bad.
Pac. Yeah, yeah.
My bad.
Because he closed the piece with that. That man.
Only reason that it struck me as Biggie is because I listened to his mom's over and over again after he was murdered, and she said she sat there at the hospital holding his hand, and she just couldn't let him go because she didn't want to say goodbye. She kept saying how they killed my baby.
Yeah.
It was directed at Pac. My bad, brother. My bad.
Yeah, that is, you know, it was, you know, Biggie, yes, the issue of Biggie being, you know, assassinated, you know, culminating from the manufacturing issue between the West Coast and East Coast and stuff. But it was dealing with the aspect of how Pac's mama, Afeni Shakur, 6 days later, you know, dear mama, in terms of that song, Dear Mama, you know.
Yes, sir.
Kind of reference. So.
I love this piece.
Yeah, just, man, without question.
And that's the beauty of a piece like this, Van. Cats could pull different places and different pieces from the piece itself. And even if you're wrong, it's relative to your thought process as the poet was spitting it.
True.
This is just a pure example of that. I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. And I'm sorry for cutting you off, Van. Please excuse me.
No. You're fine, brother. You're fine. Good brother. Before we send you off to the Get Down dance floor, if you don't mind, would you please let people know what you got going on the Epiphany Radio Network?
Absolutely. Yes. Every other Saturday, and I think it's the Saturday after this one, I'll be hosting with the beautiful, sexy, sensuous LaPearl and Vega. We're doing a little poetic therapy.
you know.
Yes.
So we got that. And yes, of course, if you're familiar with me and Tiffy back in the day, I do have a show called The Vibe. It was called Wednesday Night Vibe, but we might move it to the weekend. I don't know. And it will be hosted by myself and tentatively co-hosted by, if you're all familiar with, Carrie Casey, Poetically Speaking Conley. I've spoken with her. She said she's down. So we're looking at sometime in the fall, August, maybe September, to bring that back. So I will keep you guys posted.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Definitely. Cannot wait.
Because
let me tell you something. The vibe, the vibe is different, and it is a necessary. When I say it is a necessary show, it's necessary. So, good brother, we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor. The DJ has made a request. The DJ has said, please make sure that Rob got his drums. So if you got your drums, man, the DJ is ready to collab with you to make the dance floor pop that much more.
Come on now. Let the rhythm hit him, brother. Give him them drums.
Boom, okay, boom,
well,
doom, doom, doom,
my,
doom, boom.
Are you serious? You want me to do it right now? I got my drum.
You know what? You know what? You know, give the people.
You know
a
what, man?
Sample.
You know what? Give some. Give a taste. Give a taste.
Give them a sample. Give them a
okay.
sample.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Here we go.
My man. Yo, listen, the DJ is so hype right now, man. Y'all had better get out there to that dance floor. Brother, get out there to that dance floor, man, and show them your moves and stick around. Ladies and gentlemen, our good brother, Rob Poetry Morrow. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Hey, yo.
Feel the vibe.
One love,
my
one
man.
Mic. Feel the vibe. Hey, yo.
That's a
First
bad
all,
dude.
Let me just say this. I've been doing this show, multitasking as I do. Hey, yo, Golden State is whipping Boston's behind. Steph Curry going off. Okay, I'm back.
Focus, man. Focus. 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 It's to get down. Focus.
It is to get
Focus.
Down. I'm focused, bro. I'm back.
It's to get
I'm
down.
Back. I'm back.
Focus.
Let's keep this party moving. Are you ready, wise son, for the next artist?
Bring him out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you Gwen C. Hey, Gwen C.
Hello.
How are
you? Hey, poet.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty
good.
Tonight's
a great night.
Yeah, you have a good show.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman.
That part.
You're
a poetic woman.
There you go.
A
thank
poetic
you.
Woman. And a very good poet, I might add.
Gracias.
I'm just saying.
J. Rob, will you?
So is it my turn?
It is your turn, brother. It's definitely your turn.
My turn, right? My turn. Cool. So, Gwen C. Have you been listening to the show, beloved?
I have. I think I got this right this time, but you don't know. You know how I am with these assignments. I don't know for sure.
I know. But sometimes I must admit, sometimes. You got the assignment right. So in this case, if
that
your piece
time.
Is locked and loaded, if your piece is locked and loaded, say yes.
Tell me the question exactly so I can make sure I got this worded correctly.
Well, see, the prompt for this week is, if I was ink, mm-hmm. would you spill me like this?
Oh, I had write me like this. So would you spill me? I knew I just had, see, I can never get 100.
Spill, write, it's all the same word. So since you're in the ballpark, sweetheart, please do us a favor and get on down.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, y'all. I was in my feelings when I wrote this evening. If I were ink, would you spill me like the universe is a whole twisted masterpiece? Convinced the universe hates me, why else would it let me make such fucked up decisions? I mean, it gives me choices like jukebox, knowing I always miss the beat. It countries me one moment, rap battles me the next, serenades me with Keith Sweat songs and poetic voices, knowing I can't handle some of the fake context, can't decipher between love and love lines. I digress. Maybe I'm the challenge. But the universe is a syringe, filling my jazz, supposed to flush my veins. Instead, it pushes bullshit in. I say it hates me because I divorced a man, left the beat, went a cappella, and it kept harmonizing us into the same spaces. I mean, out of all the places, bruh. Like, the universe knows everybody's secrets, but it want to pitch in on my business? It knows everything. Yet got time to slide on me, talking all that shit. Talk me straight back into remarrying him. The universe thinks he's so smart. Shouldn't it know 1 + 2 = 3? And the scale only needed him and me, so I ain't trying to carry the extra one. So simple math tells me the universe got this all wrong. One could argue that it was part of a greater plan, trying to make kingdom, living in wifedom. Like, why the universe wants a wife dumb? Wouldn't it be better if the wife done, like done up and left, done you and barred you, done you and said I am the shit, so hell no, I don't need yours. Yeah, one could argue there were 3 sons to raise. I could argue we must see them as stars, which means they'd shine anywhere anyway. I'm telling you, a billion years of experience, yet the universe can't get 20 right, like 5, 10, 15, 20, or like 20 months or 20 weeks. Or Smokey's 2020, like, is the universe capable of sin? Because if so, this inhumane pressure trying to force me to diamond is the universe's sinny sin. Maybe I want to just bead so I can just be colorful, be worn as necklace or hair decor or as bracelet so I can hold hand that won't let me go. I'm learning to be a jewel. I've always been a gem, semi-precious, meaning I'm worthy of effort to touch my surface, but not worthy of what it takes to get to the core. Maybe I just want to be glass so I can break. Because I'm shattered and hurting. Ain't that why people look straight through me but don't see me because I'm pain? So universe, stop trying to force me to diamond. My poems be clarity. My emotions show all my colors. My cuts always been different, even when I shapeshift into what someone needs me to be. Marquee, round, square, I make moves, and my certification is motherfucking G. Universe, I know you're the one, but if you can't get shit right with me, can you at least back off and give me 20 minutes with no interference? Ah, just let me breathe. You be wobbling, I ain't even trying to dance. You be drunk off salt water. No, universe, I simply asked you, should I go back near the sea? Like, do I have to leave this place to ever see the worth again? You just be playing. It ain't cute. I feel like you Deboing me. And beautiful universe, if you are a woman, then sis, what did I do to you? Have I not poured enough in just to get a drink of peace? I've not just birthed my babies and raised them to young men, but I've birthed books, given art, and whatever else I can, tried to uplift others, protect from harm, love my sisters, even if it wasn't reciprocated, but I swear I'm at my wit's end with you, and you don't even end. So, you may follow me to heaven playing, bruh, sis, bruh, what I gotta do? Because I know God getting tired of me praying, you making God work extra hard too. I've been worried since I was 3, survived domestic violence until after teens. My lips don't gossip when I sip my partially sweet tea. I stay down with cat's knee, plant seeds. I fight for justice, making myself more black sheep, so lost. Literally no family. I fight daily just to breathe. I battle anxiety so I can stay to hang with you. But universe, I've always loved you, but you starting to feel like foe or a frenemy. Like, thinking of you is like, whoa, but the way you acting ain't whoa. Like, your big bang ain't the fireworks most of us love to see. It's more like bullets hitting backpacks, praying no children were wearing them. All they need to be worried about is ABCs and playing, not slangs. I just keep praying. You wearing the shit out of me. I honor the code. I never was connoisseur of coloring within lines, but I don't break the rules. I stand for right and rights of others. I am a loner. Now that's reciprocation. If not, my loneliness would be even greater, and it ain't even great. Like, as a grown-ass woman, you told me to start liking polka dots. So I did, but you just keep poking me. I don't know if you're trying to tenderize me to make meal, but I've been cooked, fried, scorched, or if you're trying to deflate me. Leave me with no air. If it ain't a poke, you brushing up against me close, but you definitely not stroking me, and you ain't got my back. Like, you keep making me uncomfortable. By uncomfortable, I mean you make me question everything. Today is everyone's favorite rapper in heaven's birthday, and I can hear him now. I ain't mad at you, but universe, if he loves me like I love him, which I think he does, then yes, he gonna be mad at you for how you keep doing me. Listen, I got a serious question. If I depart today, are you going to block the gates, or are you going to move me to the front of the line just so you can do this for eternity? Because I ain't got time. In peace.
Did you just ask God to get out the way because you ain't got that kind of time?
No, I didn't ask God.
Did you just ask God to get... Vin, you heard what I'm hearing, right? You heard exactly what I'm hearing. Did she just ask God to move out the way because I ain't got that kind of time?
No.
Is that what she said?
No. That's not what I said. I would never say that. I said, when I get to the gate, am I going to have to wait my turn, or is this fucking universe going to move me to the front so it can keep fucking with me? That's what I said.
Did she just tell God?
Get out of the way because I don't got that kind of time. No.
Thank you. She's like, you see me at the gate. I know there's thousands of people here. You see me at the gate. Stop playing. It, Moses, go get your man. Tell him to come to the gate.
That's not what I said. That's funny.
She said, St. Peter, go get your man.
Go get him.
She said, St. Peter, go get your man. Stop playing. Actually, this piece is really, 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 really good. Really, really, really good.
Thank you.
Really, really good.
Appreciate
I like
you.
Yo, her cadence is so dope. Her cadence is so... And when she get aggressive with it, when she get aggressive, she turns into a different kind of poet. So... That's you know me, dog. I dig that aggressive poetry with some poets, but I love her cadence, man, and it keeps bringing me back to old school Harlem poetry. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just fire.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
What say you, Van?
But saying how much I love Gwen T. Stink. First of all, her cadence is something else. I'd be like, baby, when you going to breathe? When you going to breathe? Because once she start going in, and I love it when she prefaces that I was in my emotions or in my feelings when I wrote this, y'all, because that means that it's about to be super aggressive and super good. And that's exactly it. You know, she said, yeah, I'm going to ink this out. I'm going to get it out. You know, I'm spilling it. But I want you to see why I'm spilling it. I want you to hear why I'm spilling it. I want you to feel why I'm spilling it. That right there is a phenomenal piece.
Thank you. I'm going to redo the end, though, because I can't have people thinking I was asking God to get out the way. I'm going to have to redo the end.
Don't you change nothing. No. It's already out in the universe. It's already out in the universe.
People,
she's like,
you got people that make movies.
See, it's the universe's fault for messing up my ending. Oh, universe always fucking with me.
See? She's like, listen, when I get to the pearly gates, go get your man. I ain't trying to wait so long.
trying to wait so long. Yeah.
Like, I got things to do. Tell your man to stop playing. I got things to do.
Facts.
That's what I heard. I'm just saying, that's what I heard.
It was a dope piece. I mean, don't you change it. You better not change that. Don't you change that.
Don't you change nothing. Don't you change nothing. Don't you change nothing. Nothing.
I mean,
I love it. I love the piece. I love messing with Quincy.
Absolutely. All right, we want to send you off to the Get Down dance floor.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great night.
Well, thank you, lovely. You too, beloved.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Hey, man, she's so fly.
Mm-hmm. Like that song, Too Hype. Matter of fact, that's what we got to play. She's so fly.
Yeah,
intelligent, and she don't get high, Lord. I'm sorry, my bad.
You should see them thighs. This will make any
It's enough to make
a
grown man cry.
Oh, man. Phenomenal. Are you ready to keep this party going, my good brother?
Mm-hmm. Indeed, I am.
Next up on the mic, we've got Jess. Jay is in the building. What's good with you, Jay?
Y'all always trying to snipe me with Gwen C. It ain't cool. That's all right, though.
It's how you be calling in. You called in 3 hours ago.
You called 3 hours ago.
Just press one. Stop waiting until Gwen C. comes on.
I got a mental block with it, man. I'm going to get it right, though. But, oh,
stop,
my goodness.
Stop waiting until
Gwen
you
C.
hear her
you
to press
phenomenal.
One. You hear that?
I was still hyperventilating off what she had did, man. I didn't get a chance to, like, mentally process any of that.
It's a really dope piece.
Oh, it is.
Right.
It's a really dope
All
piece.
All right.
So, just Jay, tonight, my good brother, we're talking about if I was ink, would you spill me like this? And go ahead and get on down.
If I was ink, would you spill me like this? All right. Oh, I'm sorry, I got too many devices. All right. Our love was once a wide open highway. There was previously a wide and spacious road that was started by kids cutting this way through the grass. To hear it is a comical distract. It's all abstract until it's your story that's being told. A thin line is cold that precipits volatile venomous spits, and they drape like icicle sticks from high up atop a bottomless pit. And the path is slick, and each step is a slip with no handrails to grip. It's like unknowingly going on a one-way trip to the precipice of Everest without a stitch to protect from the elements. My love has dragged me here naked. How could this once love that I vigorously pursued turn about to haunt me? And every shot near my head ends with eh. I tried to miss. That's a way of saying you promised me happiness. Oh, why has my treasure that was sweet to the palate become face-twisting bitterness, extraness? It all reeks of excrement. My heart groans between screaming expletives as it drops and shatters with no one to pick it up. So I dust myself off, leaving more emotional blood in the dirt. What is my worth? Alive but under the earth. Put it this way. If the sky is positive, the ground is neutral, then my graph should surely read negative. In this place where I am, there are sure to be raindrops there, because I am underwater with my constant companion, despair, strapped to a chair at the bottom of the Marianas. I have killed her honor by not being honest, and it is her pain that makes my heart break. She screams, pay attention in class. But the lesson is the handwriting on the wall poem.
The lesson is the handwriting. Yo, you
dig that, Van? You dig that ending?
Yeah.
You man walked in here like this is Excalibur, and he's the guy who can pull the sword out of the rock and slide and say, hither is not to come. Yet forward are the leaves that turn brown before they know that the winter is coming. Yet they turn brown as the leaves begin to metamorph themselves into the changing seasons. You hear him?
Oh.
You hear him?
Oh, wow. You need to stop showing out for what, man?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was nice, J-Rob.
That was you. I just paraphrased what I heard from you. You that dude. This guy here.
I ain't said none of those phrases right there. That was all you.
Me and Van heard you say all that. Did he, Van?
All that. Heard it. Smooth like butter. J-Rob talking about Excalibur. I'm just going to say it was smooth like butter. You know, there's a whole thing about coming through and saying, oh, okay, you guys got a prompt? I got something for that. And you inked that out, bro. That's what daggone sure. You got through that, man.
Right.
You had that piece, man, locked and loaded, as we always say. And this was some phenomenal ink, man. You know, I've noticed something in your pieces, though. There's a word that you use quite frequently in your pieces. And I hear it, bro. I'm curious as of to if it's a piece, if it's a word that you subliminally put in, or if you don't realize that you put it in. But we'll talk back channel about it because I'm very curious now.
Gotcha.
I know everybody else want to know what I'm talking about too. Y'all should pay attention
to
my bro's pieces. Y'all should
pay attention
to
the poetry.
Pieces, you know, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Pay attention.
But, yeah. But we're going to chat, bro.
You know, I think I might got you, bro.
You got me? Yeah, we're going to talk back chat.
Talk
back chat.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all are phenomenal, man.
Oh, man, we appreciate you, man.
Nah, we appreciate you big time, bro. Thank you for coming through.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
We're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so you can enjoy the remainder of the show. One love, one mic.
Y'all be easy.
You too, kid.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's up. Hey, man. Ho. Before you go, man, talk about what you're doing, man. Talk about what you're doing, man.
Stop it. You got all this stuff going on. Stop
that. Right. He want to be all modest.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bro.
He pressed one late, and then he want to leave all quick.
I know.
Leave all quick. Take it easy. Let everybody know what you got going on, bro.
I'm a part of a house on Clubhouse. It's a teaching house. It's been teaching poetry. It's really an exchange because we're up there and we're doing that thing. We're listening to the poetry and we're giving feedback. But the responses that we get and sometimes the things that we hear are teaching us too. So as we go through this, man, we've been progressively applying all these different things that we've been hearing and taking out some of the bad things out of our own poetry. And it's been getting a lot better that way. It's the Small House of Poetry on Clubhouse. We have a room at 6 Central Sunday, and we also have one 2 Central on Saturday. That's just nonstop speed rounds. You probably get about 5 or 6 poems in.
Okay. Tag me to that. I'd like to visit.
Yes, sir, man. And you know what, man? Y'all come in. Y'all would be honored guests because what y'all doing over here, they've been out hearing this.
I would definitely come visit, bro.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, it'd be a smash.
Just remind us of the times.
Yes,
please, and thank you.
But I get, bro, now get you on over to that Get Down dance floor.
That part.
All right, about to do the robot. Achie.
Achie.
Oh, y'all too good, man. Y'all be easy, man.
All right, bro. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is just Jay coming through, slaying the mic. Man, let me give the lineup real quick so everybody know what's going on with Epiphany. Join us tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Renaissance Poetry with your host Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee. Saturday night's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's going to be The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night's our King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night's going to be War Council, part two of Emotionally Unavailable. Wednesday night is going to be The Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. And then next Thursday, we'll be right back here for another fine edition of the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. What a show, man. What a show. J. Rob, we're going to start with last words with you tonight, good brother.
Well, to the poets, thank you so much for challenging your pen. And I appreciate every single one of you that took the time to see it not be robbery to spend some time with us here on the Get Down. We love you for that. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that the Get Down is on Thursday nights, and we'd love to hear from them and you. Tim Van Meadows, salute to you, King. Constantly we put stuff together. We hit the beaten path, we walk off the beaten path, we come back onto the yellow brick road, and we try to be dynamic and we try to be inspirational. As you heard from people tonight, we have a particular type of energy that people are gravitating towards, and I couldn't ask for a better co-host to steer the ship. And, bro, as long as we keep having fun like this, we can keep doing this forever. Because poetry is like numbers, man. This is going on into infinity. We just got to find a way to keep it going. And I am humbled to be able to keep making this happen with you every Thursday night, bro. I love you. Salute, King.
Love you too, bro. Salute you back, man. J. Rob, the Wise Son. Man, you're phenomenal at what you do, bro. Poet, Tarian. Excellent scribe. There's just so many accolades that could bestow upon you that are actually true. You know, most people come with some, you know, trumped up charges of who they are, what they do. But you demonstrate day in and day out what you do for us here at Epiphany, what you do for your community, what you do for your family, and what you do for me, bro. You've definitely enhanced my life as a friend, as a mentor, as a brother. To the Epiphany Radio Universe. Without you, there would be no Epiphany Radio. Every week, you rise to the occasion to come through, spit your ink based off of whatever prompt that we have. And I have to tell you guys, we never leave a show disappointed. Never. I mean, family... And you slay the mic, and you let it known. You let your voice be heard through your ink. And, man, I'm going to tell you, it is a wonderful, inspiring feeling that you guys do that for us. And I'm honored and humbled that you take almost 2 hours, sometimes three, out of your busy days to hang out with us here at the Get Down and share yourself with us. You're amazing. Just wonderful. To our Epiphany listeners, man, listen, I hope the content that you're hearing is worthy of more listens, more connections, more follow-through. Maybe at some point you might say, what? I'm going to call a get down one day, and I'm going to press one, and I'm going to share my ink. We love for you too. We're here for you. Come through. Don't be shy. We won't bite. But what we will do is uplift you, tell you how good your poetry is, tell you what we like about it, encourage you to write more of it. And hopefully, you know, we changed the word dope, that we started using other agents that would make us high. And we're hoping that you would get addicted to the get down, just like we are. So we'll see y'all tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm actually looking forward to it because it's the summer. And I'm actually available to be on Renaissance Poetry. So I will be in the building tomorrow night, 10 p.m. I got a piece that I want to spit that I wrote. And, hey, man, y'all come through. Hang out with us. Have a good time.
Yeah.
We'd love to see you there.
Come on.
Yeah. We'd love to see you there. Shout out to, again, to our illustrious CEO, or as Queen Simmons always say, our benevolent benefactor, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Kudos to you, bro, for giving us Epiphany Radio, for having the vision and allowing us to carry on your vision. So we love you too, bro. But y'all got to get out of here now. We'll see y'all tomorrow. One love, one mic. Peace.
Baby, baby.